Hey fans, here's today's Arrowhead Update. I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with Pete Sweeney, host of Chiefs Download Podcast, as we talk a little bit about the Chiefs' loss to the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. Pete, what were your initial impressions from the game?
It's a 17-14 loss in a game the Chiefs needed to win. Very, very disappointing, very frustrating because they really had a chance in this game. What were some of the most disappointing things that you saw?
I think the two things that really jump out are the two plays that everybody's been talking about, seems like the entire day. The offensive pass interference call on Anthony Fasano, that's been discussed quite a bit. We're not going to necessarily get into it a whole lot. But then the play with Travis Kelce, the fumble possession, that whole thing that everybody's been debating, still up in the air. The bottom line is the Chiefs lost the game. That was a big play in the game, but it was still just one play of many. The Chiefs had other opportunities that they could have righted the ship. They still had the ball under just over a minute to play with a chance to go down and tie, if not win the game. But the bottom line in that is that the turnover on the Kelce, regardless of the ref and that whole decision, fact is there was a fumble on the play, and the Chiefs had the ball just outside the 20 with a chance to tie it, if not go ahead and win.
I think a real mature moment for a young player, too, in Travis Kelce. After the game, of course, was he disappointed with the call? Yeah. But he took responsibility for the call. Was he disappointed with the referees? Of course he was. But really mature from a young player to say, I shouldn't have put my team in that position anyway. So I think just a real mature moment for Travis Kelce after the game.
Pete, that's a great point. And you talk to any of these players, they're all going to take responsibility for their actions. Obviously, Kelce, that was a big one. But one thing Coach Reed did talk about on Monday during his press conference was the penalties. And the Chiefs had a season-high 9 penalties for 75 yards in this game, whether it was false starts, offensive pass interference, illegal contact, whatever the penalties were, they really came back to bite the Chiefs. And then you mentioned the two turnovers. One, obviously, the Kelce fumble. And then the other one was the play directly after the Fasano was the interception from Alex Okafor, where he actually made a pretty nice play, came up, looked like he was spying Alex Smith, and then dropped into coverage at the last second. I think it was Albert Wilson. He was looking on the crossing route, but that was just a great play by defense.
And that one really hurt, too, because it was a 15-point swing. Chiefs were about to score, would have been a touchdown, then all of a sudden the Arizona Cardinals go down and score and then get the 2-point conversion. So that's a 15-point swing right there.
One area you got to look at in this game is the Chiefs had three different opportunities to have a takeaway, and they weren't able to come up with it. Josh Malga, Phillip Gaines, and Sean Smith all had both hands on interceptions, which is something we've been talking about with, and these players have been asked. It's something they work on every day. It's just a matter of capitalizing in that moment when you get an opportunity, and the Chiefs' defense didn't do that. So you can look at the two plays the refs were involved in, but you can also look at those three players that Chiefs, three different Chiefs defenders were on that could have been a game-changing play.
The Chiefs defenders know it. They're frustrated. You heard it after the game. You've heard Bob Sutton talk about it. Says, just keep putting yourself in the right position and these takeaways will happen. I think they have the right attitude about it, but again, they got to start coming through with some of these interception opportunities.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that I think fans need to understand also, and that's easy for us because we're around these guys every day, is the amount of pride they take in going out and playing well and all of these frustrations that the fans have and not catching those interceptions. Trust me, these players have been doing this a long time. They take a lot of pride in going out there and doing their job and doing their job well. And one thing they have been doing well, especially on the defensive side of the ball or particularly, is in the red zone. You know, they lost the game, frustrating, dropped three straight, frustrating, but they forced the Arizona Cardinals to 1 of 5 in the red zone. Granted, the two missed field goals helped, but this defense continues to give the offense chances late in the game to come back and win. Now, the offense, completely different story, but the defense is doing their part.
One thing you always hear from every Chiefs defender, too, is they're in when they're in. That's been their motto. That's been their cry all year. They're in when they're in. So no matter where the offense for the other team starts, they're treating it as we're not letting this team get in the touchdown.
Yep. Hopefully they can continue that this week as they take on the Oakland Raiders, who kind of started this whole, I guess, three-game slide for the Chiefs as it is Raider week here in Kansas City. Obviously going to be a big one. The Chiefs basically have a three-game playoff to finish the regular season. They still do control their playoff chances, but it starts this Sunday against the Raiders.
65 toss power trap.